Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I am hanging in the bathroom at the biggest party of the fall. I could stay right here or disappear, and nobody'd even notice at all. I'm a creeper in the bathroom, 'cause blondes always have more fun. So instead of agonizing while I fail at socializing, I'll just pretend that I have the runs. Everything feels chime when I hear my favorite pair. Though only through online, it feels like they're really there. 'Cause I am listening to podcasts at a party, and I'm feeling calm 'cause listening to podcasts at a party. HeadGum is the bomb. I should have stayed at home instead. The only thing I need are the hosts and special guests Valenti and Rashid. My friends are Antoine, Comer, Riley, hilarious and smiley. You know that he's not bragging. Jeffrey has a wagon. I don't need no beer pong. The only friends I need are on the podcast called The Peer Review. Party with me on the Zoom. Monthly Zardy for review.
We've never had a plug for the Zardy in the song.
Gun-ho, quack, Adam
Michael
again,
in the bathroom.
Is that like a show tune?
It's from a musical called Be More Chill, which I've never seen and only listened to half of the recording because I'm not crazy about it. But that was beautiful. That was beautiful. God.
Stuck the landing too.
Really stuck the landing. Really amazing. I love that the only two guests we've ever had are Daniel and Elizabeth. I love that it's like, it's we love having a mom, but it also just like, we haven't had a guest in a while. Daniel, get in here. Daniel, what do you do? Have like an hour? It was beautiful. Jeff, have you ever listened to a podcast at a party?
No.
Interesting.
Have you?
No. If you were gonna listen to a podcast at a party, what podcast would you listen to?
I've been really into this watch podcast called Theo and Harris recently. So, and that's the show that every week that comes out, I'm like, oh, well, no, everybody shut up. Like I have to go listen to this right now. But I also would never do that. But if it was going to be, it would be that one. Last night I listened to that podcast in front of someone who did not want to hear it. And I was just like, this is what I'm going to listen to. So that's fine.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah. But they eventually got into it. What about you?
I've been really binging Sounds Like a Cult. which is really, really great. I mean, it's just fascinating. There was a really good one on Disney Adults. there was, and I'm currently listening to Cult of the Bachelor. I'm just going through the whole backlog. It's really funny. But you guys, here's the thing. You aren't listening to either of those podcasts right now, are you? Are you, you little fuckers? You're not listening to that. You're listening to Jeff Chew Ice, and you're listening to me verbally assault you. So, little bucks. You're listening to Review Review. Jeff, what's new other than the ice chewing?
Got a bunch of pants
on F1
tailored.
Being greenlit and the
pants that's
tailoring.
Exciting. Check out the pit wall if you're a casual fan of Formula One or just a casual.
Okay. So I've never watched F1, but I think I'm pretty casual. Like, should I listen?
You're perfect.
Okay. I've never watched it in my life, and I actually have no interest in probably watching it. Would it be for me?
Hmm.
Okay. But I'm casual.
Yeah, I misspoke. You're gonna hate it. A lot of names you won't know. Okay. A lot of terms you won't know. But I don't know. Maybe, you know, I don't think it should be anyone's first foray into Formula One, but maybe. I don't know. Might be just the thing.
But you got pants tailored to fit that waggy?
So the dumper is less frumper in all of my
that was really good
chinos. And
and that's what you asked for. They're like, so what do you, how much do you want to take it in or up?
Yeah, I just, my dumpy is too frumpy in this.
Sorry?
Does that make sense? Sorry.
We're both so sorry for that. Sorry,
no, I got like
sorry.
Six pairs. I might have already mentioned this, and if I did, I'm sorry. If I did, nothing's new. So, yeah.
No, you even mentioned it. I remember you getting pants, but I don't remember you.
I thought
getting
it was my what shook me 2 weeks ago, actually, but maybe not. Maybe not. What's new with you?
What's new with me? I guess it's just kind of like, I don't know, different vibes lately. No, I started acupuncture.
That's great.
I went to an acupuncturist for the first time. Was this on, you know what? I can't remember. No, because we haven't recorded since I've started it. Since I started getting stabbed. My acupuncturist is amazing. It's like acupuncture plus custom Chinese herbs. Which is, it's incredible. He's amazing. He literally, I have my second appointment ever with him today, but my first one, which was a week ago, he was like, I was telling him what was going on because I'm going there for the thyroid stuff. And he was just like feeling around, and he's Korean, and so English is second language, and he's maybe like in his 60s, and so it's like the communication between both of us is like very intentional. And so I was like explaining what was going on, just kind of looking for more balance. And he like asked to see my tongue, and I showed him, and then he just like immediately nodded as if he's like, oh, I know everything I need to fucking know about you. And he just looked at me, he goes, you think too much. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, yeah. He's like, you got too much going on. And I'm like, you're right. And he's like, you have a lot of dreams. And I'm like, I do. I dream really consistently, like every night, like really intense dreams. He's like, that's not good. And so he was like putting needles in. And
is it
he,
not?
I guess he's like, it just with as much like anxiety and stuff going on. And I have really overactive blood flow apparently. So he's just like, we need to calm your whole system down. Holy and shit. I'm like, interesting. And so he put the points in, and then he put one in my forehead, on the top of my head. And as he put the forehead one, he goes, stop thinking. I'm like, I'm trying. I promise I'm trying. And then he goes like, you get anxious usually. I'm like, dude, you are reading me like a fucking book. Anyway, acupuncture is amazing.
That's great. Yeah, that's really good for thyroid shit, I've heard.
It is. It is. And I feel like I'm in good hands.
Yeah. You got to get Jake to go to that thing.
That thing.
Yeah. I still can't remember if he has the same thing you have or the opposite.
Right.
But they're both bad, and I think acupuncture just brings you back to the middle.
Yes. I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to just like see where it goes. But he's so kind, and he's so wonderful, and I feel very safe. But fuck that.
What?
Sorry. That's not what I meant. I meant fuck what we're talking about.
Still, holy shit.
Okay, I guess that's not right. It doesn't matter. Nothing we're saying matters compared to what we're talking about today. Because why say it when we could sing it? Why say it when we could sing it? We're talking karaoke machines.
We've done karaoke bars. This is different. This is karaoke machines.
You can make a karaoke bar in your own home.
Ever heard of it?
Which ever heard I of also your house? Think has
so much more room for error.
Say more.
Just like, at least if the vibe is bad at karaoke, you're out. You know, if you have friends over and someone fucks it up, sings a bad song or sings a good song poorly, which, and not in a fun way, you can't go anywhere.
You can't leave. It can't be like, oh, I gotta go home, feed the dog.
Yeah.
The dog's already been fed. The dog's on your lap.
Already home.
So what do you do then? If it's like vibes are off, karaoke machine, you're like, oh, is this thing on?
I just think I'd never get one or rent one or use one. Here's my thing. Different karaoke songs if you're out or you're at home.
Mm-hmm.
I think. If mm-hmm. I'm out, it's I Write Sins, Not Tragedies.
Very
if
good.
If I'm in, it's I'm sorry, but New York, New York.
If I'm in.
What about you?
What my karaoke songs or just karaoke machine experience?
Both.
I remember getting a karaoke machine when I was maybe like 10 or 11. I forget exactly what age because it was High School Musical was the big thing. Like the first one had just come out. And let me tell you, I was obsessed. Let me tell you that the only songs I was playing on that karaoke machine was the entire CD of High School Musical. And my like God. When I turned however old I was when that was big, my birthday party like theme was High School Musical. And it was a karaoke party. So truly all I was doing for the better part of a couple months was just
High School Musical.
Was High School Musical on karaoke. But I don't like karaoke. I don't like doing it. I mean, I like doing it with a group of friends. I don't know. It's not my first choice for a night out. And the idea of doing it at home sounds even worse to me. I think... This sounds so stupid. I think it's just like sometimes when I think about the idea of karaoke, I'm like, so we're all just singing. And that's fine. So I guess...
I think we talked about this on the last episode, but like you can't sing to the best of your ability because that's not fun. But also if you're not trying a little bit, it's also not fun.
Yeah,
so I feel like there's this weird, like you have to be right down the middle.
That's what I'm confused about it, is that it's like...
What's ideal?
Are you trying to actually like sound good or is it just for fun? Because I think like a talk song like I Write Sins Not Tragedies, like that's a perfect karaoke song because it's like I don't need to try and sing. It's like you're just talking and then screaming a little bit.
But also if you can put on the pop punk emo affectation, everyone gets into it because it's a little tongue-in-cheek. And then, you know, screaming out like, oh, the pork room's fried was, huh? And then the whole room says whore.
Yeah. No, that's very good. But it's like for someone who's putting on like Celine Dion or like Mariah or something like that, it's like, are you – because then it's like if someone knows that they're not a good singer, then that's the bit. Then it's like, I'm going to put on these amazing singers and try and do it.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just like I
But
don't...
you're a good singer. And then if you sing well – you're an asshole.
Well, because it's like, I remember being in high school or like, you know, all my friends who I grew up like doing musical theater with. And so it's like when we'd all sing together, there was always a little bit of a nightmare. There was always a little air of like, well, who's going to sound the best? Like who's actually trying to sound the best, but like no one's saying it. But it's like, oh, that was really like you'd be trying. It's like, I think it's like karaoke brings up an anxiety in me because it's like, well, I want to try and sound good. But then it's like, that's not the point of karaoke. But then if you sound bad, that's the thing. I can never.
It begs the question: what is the point of karaoke?
Don't say fun.
Don't say to have fun.
No, because that's not the point. Because if I could be in my car playing music with my friends, and we're all singing. That to me is more fun than karaoke.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I agree.
I love, like my family. My mom got a karaoke mic recently for a birthday.
Yeah.
And it was just my family at her birthday party just passing her. It was just like, it wasn't the full setup. It was just the microphone that had the Bluetooth coming out of it.
Mm.
And so it was just like the five of us sitting there passing it around. Like, so I'm just like, what
are
you doing?
It's like a talking stick.
Yes. But it was a singing stick outside with like, and so I just didn't, I don't know the point of it. And I know you're going to come for us and be like, it's fun. And it's not for me.
It's, and I know you're going to say it's fun. It ain't.
It ain't. Like, it just ain't. It ain't.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. But with should we get into this? Should we explore this thoroughly?
I guess we should. I mean, it's like, again, there's going to be a bunch of reviews being like, it's so fun. I'm having so much fun. And I'll be like, you're not, but it's fine.
Yeah. Do you want to kick us off?
Sure. I mean, again, what's the point? What's the point of this podcast? Is this even fun?
You're embracing nihilism because of your hypothyroidism.
How long have you been sitting on that?
It's not even really a rhyme.
Okay, here we go. First review, this is for the Mookie Subwoofer Portable Bluetooth Microphone Karaoke Machine. 5 stars. From... Oh, my God. Did I accidentally cut out their name? Hold on.
I can give them a first and last.
Just give them first and last, because I accidentally fully cut their name out when I did the screenshot.
Zany Malik.
Zany Malik. Okay, Zany Malik, 5 stars, the title of Showstopper. Amazing hit at our family holiday barbecue. It was so great. The adults got upset at the kids because we were having more fun with it. Are you mad?
Christmas morning. All right. Now it's time for the kids' presents. All right. You know, Peter, do you want to go first?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to go. Oh, Dad, I'm so shaking the box. Oh, my God. I really hope it is what I think it is.
Yeah, you open it.
No way! Oh my God, these are the G.I. Joes that I've wanted forever!
Well, don't be that excited.
Steven, what you gifted him the G.I. Joes. Why you wanted him to be excited? Yeah, well, I'm so excited!
I know! Just chill! Because it's making me feel like maybe I wasn't as excited as I thought I was about the robe your mother gave me.
Steven, you said that you've been eyeing that robe for months. So you've seen.
I've been
very
ogling
excited.
It, and I really wanted it. It was exactly what I wanted. Great gift. Great gift. I just like, I didn't react like that. You know, so now I'm second guessing myself.
Well, he's a child. He's 8 years old and he got a toy. You're 45 and you got a robe.
Yeah. Well, all right. It's fine. It's fine. Just all right.
Am I in trouble because no, I'm excited about
the toys?
Open
the next one, kiddo. Open the next one.
Just be... Oh, there's a kinder way. Open the next one. Merry Christmas, honey.
Merry Christmas.
This is... Yes.
Santa came on time this year.
No way! This one's from Santa? Oh, my God. Kinetic sand! Oh, my God. I've always wanted this! Oh, my God. Santa read your list!
Oh, I'm looking at the robe again. Oh, I've always wanted this. Was this from Santa or you, sweetie?
Steven, I gave you that robe before the kids woke up because Christmas morning we're going to make it about them. So remember, I gave that to you 2 hours ago in our room.
I know, but I'm like, I didn't react as happy as that.
That's
so
okay.
If I react now, maybe I'll be joyer.
Hey, Peter, why don't you go? I think there's maybe some more hot cocoa in the kitchen. Okay, I'll go get it. Steven, what is going on? I don't care. You are happy enough with the robe. You had a very appropriate reaction to a gift that you've been wanting to get as an adult.
I'm scared of growing up.
You're 45.
I know. And to see the kids, they really do have children's Christmas joy.
They are children.
I know, but I want to be a kid at heart.
You are a kid. Here's the thing. I wish I knew where this was coming from because this feels very sudden, very out of the blue.
Oh, wow. Honey, I'm looking at the watch you gave me for my birthday this year.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling utter joy.
It's, you know what? Can I give you some feedback, honey? Because I love you. And remembering counseling, we were talking about just like bringing up problems as they arise so
that
we don't feel resentment.
That counselor has it out for me, but yeah.
Nope. It actually is more offensive to me and more uncomfortable if you pretend to be joyful. Because
when
I gave you that watch.
I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for me. The gifts are for me. The joy is for me. And I feel like I didn't really let myself feel it then and now. And so I'm trying to make up for it.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. I'm back with hot cocoa. And Daddy, I actually have a present for you.
It's a beautiful baby boy. I'm so happy.
Peter's looking around. Me?
Yes, look at him. Oh, honey, he has your eyes.
Yes. I think you're really... You don't need to work backwards. I think this feeling, you can move it, you can bring it into the rest of your life. I don't think you need to retroactively go back to the joyful moments in your life. Okay. Is it my birthday? No, honey, it's Christmas. Daddy's a
points
little confused.
At his degree at the wall. Holy fuck!
Steven!
I went to Yale? I yes. got into Yale!
That's where we met.
Oh!
Steven, I don't think this is going to help you. I think you think it is, but I don't think it's going to help you. Can we just focus on Christmas? Come on, the kids have been so excited for weeks.
Looks at his front-facing camera on his phone. My teeth are so straight. God, those braces were worth it.
All right, Peter. How about you just take the rest of the presents and you can go open them. You can go open them in the other room and I'll be in a second. Okay, but I really wanted to... Daddy just seems like he's in a good mood and I had a present that I made for him at school. Oh, well, that's so... Isn't that great, Steven? You can experience this new moment of Peter giving you a very special present.
The dad kind of like stands up and like... walks like a baby walking.
Steven, what are you doing?
I can walk!
Steven, sit down.
My first steps were amazing and I can still do it.
I know
celebrate.
You can. You are taking the joy away from your son right now, who is trying to give you a gift. You being this weird man baby is not helping. Be present to your child. He has a Christmas present for you that he made. Does Daddy not want my gift? No, he does. He's going to be just as excited about it as he was with remembering walking, which I don't even think you remember when you learned to walk. But anyway, give him your gift, honey. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, let's see it.
Okay. I made it for you in arts and crafts class, and I did it for Christmas. So here you go.
Oh, wow. Spaghetti on paper.
Steven!
This sucks.
Steven, do you not like it? No, he loves it. He loves it,
no,
honey.
Please,
tell him how much
your
you
joy.
Love it.
Don't lose your joy. Don't become like me. Don't lose your joy. Keep the joy. Find the joy.
Then
have
you
the
be
joy.
Joyful. You were excited about being... Oh, I can walk. Be
yeah,
excited.
I'm trying to force excitement, but how? Like, what is this? I'm sorry, but like, I can... It's somehow easier for me, by the way. To fake remember walking and getting excited about it than to look at this construction paper with rigatoni attached to it. This isn't anything. This isn't art. This isn't good.
It was a portrait of you made out of pasta.
That really hurts my feelings, all right? And my experience is valid in all of this.
Steven,
you think that this is what I look like?
He's 8. Then your
that's
experience is
old to be doing spaghetti art.
It's not spaghetti, it's rigatoni.
Runs see, he shouldn't, if he knows the difference between the two pastas, he shouldn't be using it for art. Also, he still talks like he's 4. That's fucked up.
Cut to Peter's family Christmas 40 years from now. All right, and okay, I am ready to open my presents. As you all know, dear family, I have had not a great track record of Christmases, so hopefully this one's going to change the game.
Sweet, his wife puts her hand on his forearm. Sweetie, it's okay. Just...
Oh, I remember our first kiss. Wow, that was something.
Kid don't comes... do this again.
Kid comes in. Daddy? Yes, honey. I have a present. That... Don't tell me you made me anything. I don't want to see it. All I'm going to do is disappoint you. And then you're not going to want to make me anything for the rest of your life, right? Remember how Daddy gave up art? Remember how Daddy made a rigatoni man when he was 8? And then Grandpa didn't like it very much. He said it was nothing. He said it wasn't art and that it was bad and offensive to him. Yeah. Remember how I said that that's why I'm only going to involve myself in STEM and not in the humanities at all? Because if you just are dealing with science and math and numbers, sweetie, then there's sweetie, no sweetie, way you can
sweetie,
get
sweetie,
hurt.
Sweetie.
That's why we were able to afford this house, honey, because daddy's an engineer.
It's not affecting our son anymore because you make this speech like once a month.
I'm just saying, it's like, look at how we can afford these things because I don't involve myself in art. I don't involve myself in literature or any kind of thing like that. I work at NASA. I'm an engineer, and that's how we can afford the life we do because no one gets hurt emotionally. Physically, sure, you're in space, but no one gets hurt. I remember when I was a baby.
No, you can't just say that shit and then go back into remembering yourself in diapers. All right, should we take a quick break?
Yeah. No! This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available?
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you. Right?
I think it's great and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back! This is 4-star review.
Okay.
From Raina. Or sorry, 5-star review. Of the Masingo 2022 new Bluetooth karaoke machine.
Do you want to give Raina have a last name?
No, why don't you give her one?
Raina Shine.
Raina Shine.
Raina Shine.
5 stars. For its size, it works great. I love everything about it. It doesn't disappoint. We're not talking about the karaoke. Sweetie, if you have a comment you'd like to make about my body, why don't you fucking say it to my face? I don't use the karaoke machine as some kind of stand-in for my dick?
No, God, I don't know what you're talking. Also, we're at a karaoke bar. Could you just keep it down a minute? I don't think everyone wants to hear you talk about
it. I think it's average. And I think I'm good at it.
I am not at all talking about any part of your body. I love you. I love your body. I'm just saying, I'm not even saying anything bad. I'm saying for this karaoke machine's size, it's smaller than what I've seen before. You know, I've been to some karaoke bars in my time, and I've seen some that are like huge. Like, you wouldn't believe it. It's like, whoa, why does it even need to be that big?
Yeah, but like, I feel like those karaoke machines like hurt probably even. Because then they can't, that karaoke machine can't like operate fast.
Now that you think about it, you'd think that. But there are some that have just been like, whoa, like a monster of a karaoke machine. And you think like, this is going to be slow. It's going to be painful to listen to. But the quality was crazy. Like, just the vibrations from the speaker.
Yeah, but I feel it's like then the rest of the karaoke bar is not interesting because it doesn't have to be.
But they're interested. Everyone's interested in that giant machine because it's like, whoa, what are they doing over there? What if I tried that karaoke machine? And then, you have to let other people have a turn. But it's not important. The big karaoke machines aren't important. Right now we're in this room and it's a really awesome compact machine.
Not compact. I feel like it's a good size. It's when you think of a karaoke machine, you picture this.
Oh, sorry. I guess I meant just compact, like comparatively to the. Can we just sing, honey? I mean, like you stopped your own song. Like you were doing such a great rendition of "I Write Sins, Not Tragedies."
I don't care about that anymore.
What's fucked up?
I don't care about that anymore.
Why are you upset?
Is that now what I'm gonna have to do is buy an experimental pill?
What? For
what? Nothing. What? Let's just, yeah, you're up.
Okay. Listen, I'm just trying to have a fun night with you. We haven't been out in forever, and I feel like this was, I don't know what happened. We were having so much fun with the singing, and okay, what, I guess I'll sing. Okay. How was that?
Yeah. Please just sing. Hopefully the song has nothing to do with what we were just talking about, and we can move on. Anaconda starts playing.
Yeah. Oh. Whoa. Oh, sorry. Paul, I might need to start it over. It's just the size of machine. I feel like I can't really hear as well this song. It doesn't make that much sense, actually, now that I think about it, coming out of this machine. I may need
what?
To.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Oh, the speakers on this machine. I feel like it's like, I want more bass. Like, I really want like more bass for this big song. I feel like I need a big machine to really get me there.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's like, I'm saying you can have the same song, you know, from that machine. It can be, you know, you can hear what it's singing, saying, and if, you know, maybe that could get you there because you're hearing stuff.
Oh, no, absolutely. That's the thing. This machine works, right?
No, it's like it's
playing a song, and I can hear it, and you can sing the song, but it's like the speakers on the other one. That's what I'm saying, is that it's like, whoa, it's a different experience. It's like when you get the full bass and just like that fucking, you feel it in your guts, in your bones. Like it's really deep in there. And this one, it's like, oh, you hear it. Oh, that's the song. That's Anaconda. But the other one's like, oh, that's a fucking anaconda. You know what
this
I mean? Like,
so
that is a fucking
up.
Anaconda.
I am going to kill myself.
Honey, come on. I love you. Let's just sing. I don't know why you're getting this worked up about a dick karaoke machine.
So it is about cock. I don't want you to love me for me. I want you to love me for these.
Does it make any sense?
If not, yes, fine. Just,
knock on the door. So I think this is the, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize this room was already, wow. You guys got the biggest karaoke machine in this bar.
See, some people, right?
Oh, you think this one's big? You haven't, did you try, have you tried the bar on 3rd and Main? What do you mean? No, that one's like, that machine is huge.
her partner. Well, I mean, I don't know if we need to try that one. You know, this one seems pretty big. So I think that's going to be...
I mean, like, if there's a bigger one out there, like, I feel like
there's a bigger one out, you know, but, you know, don't get greedy, right? You know, it's like, you know, it's so this is fucked up.
Can barely contain. it's fucked up.
I don't know about this that. This sucks. This really sucks.
This sucks.
Oh.
Oh my god. Fuck.
I knew that that was what that scene was going to be.
That was incredible.
All right, do you want to do our last review?
I do. This one's for Singing Machine SML, a bunch of letters and numbers, Bluetooth karaoke. Imagine if like someone who was like a karaoke machine aficionado is just listening out there being like, "Oh, I know that model." Yeah.
You know that. There's no way.
Oh, the Singing Machine? Oh, no, that's a really good one.
Yeah, what's like the audiophile of karaoke machines?
Yeah. This is 5 stars from Doc B.
Doc Barton.
5 stars. The title is easy to take with you. Take it to a quote-unquote sing-along party, especially for children having a birthday, with lots of songs for all caps them to sing on karaoke CDs.
People filing to a party.
Hey man, yeah, thanks for having me. Quick question, just because I got like a karaoke machine in my car. Is this like a sing-along party or just regular?
Well, it is my girlfriend's birthday party.
So it is a sing-along party.
I mean, I guess, you know, there'll be music playing. If people want to sing along, you
great.
Can.
All right, I'll go get the karaoke machine.
Karaoke. I don't know if that's cut to end the party. All right.
And I will always love you.
Pointing at his girlfriend.
You will always love you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. We're just trying to have a conversation over here. And so it's just like, it's just so loud. If you could turn it down a little bit. We're really just like, I'm trying to hear. Anthony got a promotion. And so.
No, I would turn it down. It's just like when you sing karaoke, when the music's lower, it's just like kind of awkward. You got to have it blasting.
Then maybe we take a break from the karaoke and just kind of like let everyone catch up for a bit. Like, when's the last time we all got together like this, right? And everyone's like, yeah, that's true.
That's true. I feel like we haven't gotten together like this for like 2-3 months, but we haven't done karaoke in like a year. So I feel like, you know, it should be seated to like what we haven't done more recently.
You know what? If you really want to do karaoke, I guess if you could do it maybe in the backyard or in the garage. Just so it's like we can do all of it then. So it's like people who want to mingle can mingle. And then if anyone here wants to do karaoke, we can set up like a separate room that isn't just kind of like the main room. Does that make sense?
I get it.
Great.
Y'all are jealous that I own a karaoke machine and you got... Yeah, what's even in these gifts, huh? Let me see. He opens one of the gifts.
Oh my god.
Wow, this is a pretty expensive vase.
Okay, thanks for spoiling that. Who was that from? Whoever that was from, that's beautiful. Thank you. Oh, it was from me. Thank you, Anthony. You got that promotion money? Yeah, it was from the promotion money. Oh, that's really sorry I didn't get to open it.
Yeah, but you know, a vase you don't really get to use. A karaoke machine you get to use.
She buys flowers all the time. She's always talking about how she doesn't have enough vases.
You know what, Anthony? He kind of gestures with the vase in one hand. Oh!
This is unbelievable.
Go.
No, that wouldn't have happened.
No?
That wouldn't have happened if you just let me sing.
Fine. Okay, fine. Anthony, I'm so sorry. I will reimburse you. No, don't worry about it. My promotion, I'm getting paid so much money. That's great. You know what? Listen, man, sing. Fine. We will all watch you. Hey, Samantha, turn off the ambient music. Let's all watch this. Who the fuck even are you anyway? Who invited you?
I'm your boyfriend's work. Inferior, I guess.
You're Nathan's work inferior? Yeah, I don't... He just seemed pretty lonely, and he was talking nonstop about this karaoke machine that he got. And so, just fine. Then sing. Then sing for everybody. If you want to be heard singing and you haven't done karaoke in a year, I guess, sing. He's in the middle of a circle. Everyone's just standing around him, just shaking their heads.
I'm still going to do it. It's just this is really intimidating. Because I don't really know anyone except your boyfriend.
Oh, well, isn't this what you wanted? You wanted everyone to be listening to you?
No, I wanted everyone to be taking part. Maybe
we are taking part.
Listen.
Isn't that the point of karaoke? Is that everyone's watching you sing?
Can I?
Are you a good singer?
The song?
Can you sing? No, we'll
Not
sing.
Really.
We'll choose the song for you.
This
we'll
is
choose
so
the song
fucked
for
up.
You.
No. Start playing. Okay. Wow. This is what a choice. Amazing grace. He starts crying, looking around, really scared. How sweet the sound. I'm scared.
That's not the lyrics. It shows you the lyrics on the screen.
The wretch like me.
Boo!
Come on, man. I once was lost.
You suck!
I know, but now am found.
Wrap it up.
That saved the...
Those aren't the lyrics.
I can't read fast. It takes me like 2 years to finish a novella. You've made your point.
Great. So... You can either stay and put the karaoke machine away, or you can go home and take it with you.
I'm going to go home, but would you at least open my gift?
You got me a gift?
Yeah.
Okay, that was very nice of you. Thank you.
Opens it. It's lingerie.
Get the fuck out of my house.
I just,
what the hell is wrong with you, man?
I thought you would like this. I don't...
You don't know her. What an inappropriate gift to give to my girlfriend.
Well, I know you, though. And I was like, what's a gift that would be for her, but also kind of for him?
Nah, that's for me to decide at the end of the day. That's not for you to decide what's a gift for both of us. That's like a sexy thing she'll wear that I'll get to look at. That's up to me. That's not up to you.
I know. I can recognize that that was weird as shit, but I'm sorry. Like, just...
Can I just ask, what was your thought process? Like, why this one? Like, why this little bright orange lacy number? I haven't seen orange lingerie. What was
exactly.
your thought process?
I was like, oh, she probably won't have this.
And how would
you
know?
Like
you
don't
know
her. Seem like a sexy guy, you know, maybe.
I seem like a sexy guy?
Maybe you got her lingerie a lot or something. I don't even know how long you guys have been dating, but you probably have a green set. You probably have a red set. You probably have a black set. You probably have a blue set. So I was like, maybe, you know, pink is tacky, a little gauche. Orange, man.
Do you think about me and my girlfriend fucking?
I didn't before I bought it, and then I thought about it a little bit just to know that I would get the right garter.
Get the fuck out of here.
Where should I go?
Home. I don't give a fuck
okay.
where you go.
All right, I got it. I'll go to like a diner. Anybody care to... Everyone hates the shit out of me.
Cut to that night. Would it be just stupid if I tried it on? I mean, like, it's awful, right? Like, yeah, no, I mean, it's, like, just put it on as a joke. Like, what if it was a joke?
Put it on as a joke?
I love it.
Yeah. Now I want to get Daniel lingerie for his birthday. all right, should we do our last segment?
For me to see him in.
I don't know.
And your card to him is just like, you seem like a sexy guy. I also love that it's like, it's not like, oh, you're hot. You're a sexy guy. Well, you seem like a sexy guy.
You seem like a sexy guy. I don't know, but you seem.
You seem sexy. Like, in terms of how I look? No, it's not bad.
Exactly. I didn't think about it through that lens. More just like you seem like you have sex.
You seem like you are sexy. Like you are, you surround yourself with sex. Weird thing to say.
Weird thing to think, man. Get out of my house, I think. Should we do our last segment?
Yes.
Yes.
Shook me higher.
Oh. I'm trying to be quiet on that one because what I'm realizing in this new apartment is that last time we recorded, Daniel was like, you could hear you on the first floor and we're on the second floor. So I'm just trying to figure out the acoustics in here, you know, just trying to like be respectful, but also like not feel like I have to hold myself back. That's not what's right. Shaking me. Just that's what that was. Anyway, what's been shaking you?
What has been shaking me? I'm gonna try and come up with it fast. Oh, you know what? This is not that interesting. So my drink of choice for the past year has been a Boulevardier, which mm-hmm. is a bourbon Negroni.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a whiskey guy. I usually was whiskey straight, but then I was like, what if I do want a cocktail? What if I want something bright that's what red? If? It looks interesting with a garnish, like. And George introduced me to the Boulevardier. Last night, I was like, maybe I'll just, for the sake of novelty, you know, give a Negroni, a classic Negroni, another shot. Did it. Love it. But every time I've ever been drunk off gin, something insane has happened. And I don't, I know that that's also not that interesting, but... Like, the weirdest nights I've ever had have been on gin. One time I pulled a towel rack off the wall. Not out of anger, just out of, like, I was drunk
sheer
enough
strength.
To, like, throw a towel onto the rack and, like, kind of lassoed it off the wall by accident. And some other stuff that I won't get into. But last night I had two Negronis. I was at a 9. It was 10:30 p.m. and I'm suddenly like, I have so much to do tomorrow. I am performing for most of the day. I need to drink 8 glasses of water before I go to sleep, and I need to have a second dinner.
Off of 2 Negronis?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen you that drunk.
You have, but like 5
years
ago.
Not a long time. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't get that drunk off that often anymore. But anyway, so what's shaking me is that I do like normal Negronis, and so I can stop being like a pretentious asshole being like, can I get a Boulevardier, which just sounds awful to order. I can be like, can I get a Negroni, and that, you know, people know what that is.
You can drink whatever you want to drink. It doesn't matter how it sounds. If you want a Boulevardier, just order a Boulevardier. But be chill about it.
I do, but I think saying the word Boulevardier, especially when they are like, what is that? It makes me feel like shit.
What if you just did it like, what if you did it like, you know, like you're ordering it, but you're just like, hey man, I'm one of you. I'm just like, can I have a, Boulevardier? Oh,
that's what I do. And that doesn't help.
And they're like, what? Like, oh, it's just,
stupid.
Boulevardier. You know what I mean? Stupid.
No, I'll do a Negroni.
Forget what I said. I'm just
normal.
Do the Negroni.
But yeah, how strong they are, how hard it hit me last night. And then I just online shopped, didn't buy anything, but browsed for an hour,
online
2 hours.
Online window shopped?
Yes. I was looking at bracelets.
I love that. I love you home alone just having 2 Negronis and like getting fucking wild.
I was said I was home alone. What's been shaking you?
Okay. So we're back. I think it's been a while. I can't keep track. Since we've had a what celebrity does Riley want to bone?
It's been like 3 weeks.
Okay. So I feel like it's enough time for me to come back and be like,
absolutely
right.
Not.
For me, that's a long time. For me,
okay,
that's
I'm
long time.
Yeah.
So Daniel and I started Severance. So good. if I know we're a little late. I think everyone was really talking about it like a couple months ago. But we have only watched three episodes. We're loving it. It's so fucking good.
Riley, this is a plug and play Riley and Spa, What Shook Me All Week Long, because it's you watching a show like a year after everyone else did and then having the same celebrity crush everyone had, but a year later. Go on. Is it Adam Scott? Because if it is, I'm going to be pissed. It's Adam Scott. He's really okay. All right, let's hear why.
I don't want to do it anymore. I love it's a plug and play Riley Asbaugh.
It's we could release a Mad Libs. I think people should change their Patreon name to What Show Riley Got Too Late and What Basic Crush That Everyone Else Has She Has.
I'm fucking crying. Okay, I literally.
I want to hear your reason.
I know, I'm going to tell you. Fuck, in the first episode. So last week we watched episodes 1 and 2. Last night we watched episode 3. But in the first episode, maybe it was like the first 10 minutes. I look over at Daniel, I'm like, Adam Scott in Severance could get it. And he's like, what?
That's and also like, so rude to say to him when you get mad at him for the same stuff.
No, I don't get mad at him for the same stuff. I get mad at him when it happens in my dreams.
Yes, that's also not fair.
In real life. If he's watching something and he's like, oh my God, she's gorgeous, I'll be like, yeah, she is.
That but, feels more hurtful than it being cheated on in a dream.
But so it's because also Daniel's in on the bit of like just any show. I'll be like, And so I'm like, Adam Scott could get it. And normally he'll try and like kind of see where I'm coming from. With Adam Scott, it like took him a minute. He's like,
yes!
He's watching. He just goes,
why though?
And I'm like, do you see it? And he's like,
he has a concave face.
He's like, it wouldn't be my choice. But he's like, I get it for you. I get why you would say that. It's like, you know what it is? I don't know if you've seen Severance or if anyone's listening has seen it or not. Probably because I'm really fucking late to the hype. But when Adam Scott is in the workplace, his workplace self, not his like outie self, but his workplace Adam Scott, there's that confidence. He's a manager and he's managing. He could manage me.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Hold on. I'm gonna pull it up. Hold on.
That's nothing. That's just a guy.
No, you don't fucking get it, man.
I don't.
I really, Marika, I hope you listen to this episode because I need you to come to my aid on this one.
You have to. No way.
When this comes out, I'm going to direct her to this part of the app because I need her to back me
Marika,
up on this.
I think it's minute 47 or something. Yeah, holy shit.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's so funny. God.
Well, I really, y'all, if you want to make your Patreon names, I would absolutely fucking love that. I would love to see what shows I'm just late to and who I would fuck.
And before we get to the Patreon names for this week, you can follow Riley Anspa on Twitter at Riley Coyote, on Instagram at Riley Anspa, and the show on Instagram at Review Review on Reddit r/ReviewReview.
You can find Jeffrey on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at literally it's Jeff Boyardee. But before then, let's thank some patrons, some VI patrons, some VI podcasts.
Absolutely. Thank you to _ChristianSideHugs, so he can hug two people simultaneously.
A funny Patreon name bit for the next Zardy would be about how cool and strong Connor Finnegan is.
Agent Michael Scarn.
A call will cut you a fucking deal. Fall to your trembling needs and demand her mercy, and in return, she will hand you a peppercorn.
Austin's been feeling like he's a cute little boy now that he's been dieting and he loves his beautiful wife, so chill out, actually.
Buell. I just go by one name now, like Madonna or The Rock.
Cam has roid rage, but it's hemorrhoids.
Chuck.
Dakota stole fizzy lifting drinks, so you get nothing. You lose.
Dr. Kerbalcher, MD.
Fancy Octopus is, according to Echo, submissive and breedable.
Jeff and Riley. That's right. We subscribe to our own Patreon, and no, that's not weird.
Jeff tried to roast Damian Kirk at the last Zardy for not being a virgin, but he was wrong. The Tuck won't return my DMs.
Or the Tooch? Stanley Tucci, maybe?
Oh, the Tooch. Fuck me.
Gilk Jonic has never once heard a woman say that they want it that way. Tell me why. Oh, I say that they want it that way. Tell me why.
Gray is and has always been the real Jeffrey James. Absolutely not, by the way.
Hey, Jeff, it's James. Can you do me a quick favor and say, of course I'm the real Jeffrey James. Why would I catfish you? Thanks.
Nope. Hugh Janus. Ugh.
I eat spaghetti and meatballs. It's like spaghetti and meatballs, but instead of noodles, I eat the sun.
I, Jeffily and Spam, say with sound mind and body that I think Brendan Lee Mulligan has a thick shock like a cock, but it makes you...
It's fucking terrible. Imagine a small mouse in a field. It is nibbling on a dewberry and watching the sky for hawks. After a moment, there is a rustle.
Jake Ullman.
Jay is actually in the U.S. for a bit now, and this whole time zone thing might work out this week.
Jesse Tipton.
Joe, and for lack of a better term, well, Malisov.
JP again. Y'all know you did a HeadGum sketch with Kinetic Sand. The way it went ignored feels like a slap in the ass to us day ones. Hey. I actually did not remember that.
Was it the ASMR?
Oh, yeah.
Jewel Embid.
Caleb is too busy to come to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the beep. Beep.
Casper Bobasper.
Lord Hunter the Ordained.
Lucas Heinzel.
Michael Begel.
Money, money, money. I'm flush with cash from these Patreon simps. We're famous and we're more important than you.
My name has been the same for months. It's time for a change. Nah. Happy birthday, Jeff. You go Jeff for 20% off your Baldo purchase.
Nate Porty says a birthday soon and can cry if he wants to. Happy birthday, Nate, new patron. No, you're not. You've been a patron for 2 years.
Nolan Murphy is bread.
Nolan Murphy, Nolan, wherefore art thou, Nolan? Hopefully at the bottom of a lake wearing cement shoes.
Jesus. Oh, hi, Mark. Well, priest.
Oh, so it's lame to advertise your business through Patreon name? Come send it to my face at Smoke and Time on Main Island.
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Puff Riley.
Raven Schmaven.
Scene is Jeff getting ankles waxed. Oh, poo.
Smooth Pete and his new jazz band, the Corbin Bowl Players.
TJ Michael.
And Tom Vernon. So it's Tom Tom Virginon. So it's Tom Bergeron, but he's never been in another, nor has another been in him.
God,
that's so
it.
Funny to me. Thank you guys for subscribing at the highest tier. Patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff if you want to be at the Zardy, which is this Friday, I think.
Oh my God. Yes, that's right. Friday the 23rd.
Yeah. So we'll have to come up with a theme on the Q&A maybe.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys again next week. Thanks for listening to this episode. Are you there?
That was a HeadGum Original.